Now to worries about the effect of chemicals and other pollutants on the health of the earth. When faced with the death of loved ones, Americans are increasingly seeking a more environmentally friendly option. More environmentally friendly, anyway, than thick caskets and embalming fluids. Green burials, as they're called, are simple and often more affordable. Though not as prolific as cremations, the idea of returning to the earth naturally is catching on in some areas, and the funeral industry is beginning to pay attention. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this report.
Let's begin this story about death and burials by first meeting someone who celebrates life. Virginia Bowl, or Ginny, as she likes to be called, is 78. She lives in Kewaskum, Wisconsin, a small town near Milwaukee, and runs a dog grooming business. Bowl's two dogs accompany her as she crunches through the snow, walking a few yards from her front door to a nearby shed that houses her business. She's been a dog groomer for 25 years.
I didn't clean up after the morning dog. You go in there. Go on. Go on. So it's a kind of a mess.
Bowl is a former nun and the last of her immediate family. Her home and the spruced-up business shed sit on 5 acres of wooded property. Bowl says she loves nature, and when she dies, she will become part of it.
Death is part of life, and it's a natural part of life, and I think it would be a lot healthier for us if we dealt with it that way.
And what do you want to have happen with your physical self?
It's going to be my friends who are going to plant me. And I'd like to have it as easy as possible for them to plant me.
To plant you.
Bowl says she's still figuring out what planting for her actually means. But she has heard about green burials and knows it does not involve any formaldehyde-based embalming. There's no concrete burial vault, no fancy mahogany casket.
I think the shroud or a very simple pine casket is fine. Something that'll just return to the earth.
The typical no-frills funeral cost about $6,500. A green burial can cost much less. In some areas, maybe only a few thousand dollars. Joe Sehe is executive director of the Green Burial Council, a group devoted to using these types of burials as a way to keep natural areas from becoming development sites. Sehe says he knows cremations are becoming increasingly popular, but there's little possibility of mercury or other potentially hazardous emissions being released with green burials, and he cites plenty of reasons to go green.
Each year in this country, we bury enough embalming fluid to fill 8 Olympic-sized swimming pools. We bury more metal than what was used to build the Golden Gate Bridge and so much reinforced concrete in burial vaults that we could build a 2-lane highway from New York to Detroit.
See, he recently took that message to what might be considered unfriendly territory, a convention of independent funeral home directors meeting in Chicago. John White and his family operate several funeral homes in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
I don't know if I don't understand it or I just don't buy it. Don't get me wrong. I want to save the planet just as much as the next guy.
But White says while embalming is not a legal requirement, it's a widespread practice that is good. He's skeptical about claims that steps like refrigeration or keeping a body on dry ice for viewing will be as effective.
When somebody calls me for a death call on Monday and they have people flying in from Florida that aren't going to be in until Thursday, that body is not going to look as good if we don't embalm the body.
And White argues that burial vaults keep cemetery grounds level as heavy equipment is used on the land. He also worries that green burial sites would look unkempt, but Joe Sehe has a ready response.
We're not trying to create golf courses. We're trying to create natural environments.
So instead of row after row of headstones, there might be grave markers on stones that are natural to the area or nameplates on surrounding trees. It wasn't until the Civil War, when bodies were transported from the battlefield to home, that current funeral practices became popular. In many ways, green burials are simply a return to traditions of the past, and some religious groups adhere to those practices even today. There's been a spread of green cemeteries in Great Britain, where there are now 200. In the United States, there's just a handful. The first opened in South Carolina about a decade ago. Even so, there's been enough interest in these alternative burials that some conventional providers are starting to think green.
A lot of the founders of Milwaukee are here.
Tom Kersell, the president of Forest Home Cemetery in Milwaukee, is driving along the landmark cemetery's winding roads.
So we went by the corner there that was called the Beer Baron's Corner. Schlitz is there, Blatz is there, Pabst is there.
There are huge monuments and gravestones here, plus plenty of undeveloped land. In all, 200 acres of rolling hills, woodlands, and open fields. The ground is snow-covered, but Kersel drives to one section, 2.5 acres set aside for green burials.
This would have been grassy and we could just be walking.
Underneath the snow is a meadow, land cleared of boulders and home now to native Wisconsin grasses surrounded by trees.
We will create a walkway that will go into the section and so that we have access for families to walk through the paths and get into the meadow. And from there, it's pretty much just wild grasses growing.
And it's also where the process of ashes to ashes will take place at a much more rapid pace. Kersel says he's received several inquiries, but believes it will be generational shifts in opinions about death and burial that will determine whether green burials will take hold. But whether it's a conventional cemetery carving out areas for green burials or burial grounds being created in an effort to preserve open space, Josihi says it's all connected to the same idea, that one's final act can have meaning for a family while having less impact on the earth. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.